Chapter 3.
Are you lost?
York's eyes narrowed as he clasped her hand.
You're shivering.
He brushed his palms in quick strokes over her arms. Fraught with bewilderment, Izzy could make no sense of the last few hours. Or had she been here for days? She felt trapped inside an endless nightmare, an inexplicable dream devoid of life, from which she was desperate to awaken. When she spied this man walking that beautiful brown dog, her instincts drove her toward him. Friend or foe mattered less at this point than the silent circle imprisoning her. But the closer she edged toward the beach, the more she felt drawn to this man who introduced himself as York. She stared in wonderment at the stranger standing before her. The brown dog at his side wagged his tail, then proffered a nudge at her leg, and a soft smile broke through her apprehension.
She has a beautiful smile, doesn't she, boy?
York glanced down at Prince, then shifted his gaze to Izzy.
Why are you wandering through the woods so late in the evening with nothing but moonlight to guide you? And?
He leaned backward and examined her, eyeing from head to foot.
Dressed in nothing more than a ragged shirt.
Alarmed by his comment, her gaze darted to her meager apparel. She gathered the linen blouse closer to her chest with a clenched fist, then scanned the beach.
I fear something dreadful has happened.
Izzy couldn't stop trembling. She'd wandered through the forest for hours, time and again, only to end where she began. Walking in circles, losing her way? Her navigation skill had never failed her before.
Something dreadful? Why do you think such a thing?
York smoothed a lock of stringy brunette hair from her cheek and tucked the curl behind her ear.
It's okay. You're safe here.
He gently placed a crooked finger beneath her chin, coaxing her gaze to lock with his.
Is someone pursuing you? Are you in danger?
She paused to consider his question.
I don't know.
A splinter of concern stabbed into the back of her neck, sending a brigade of needles prickling down her arms. Why was she wandering in loops here? And where was here? She knew the North Georgia foothills well, but she'd never seen this panorama before today. Izzy challenged her memory, but her head spun, triggering a sense of vertigo. She staggered. York's grasp tightened.
Oh, why don't we sit for a few minutes and let you rest?
He hitched his chin toward a fallen tree a few feet away and steered her toward a hollow in the trunk.
Breathe deeply, Isabel. You'll be fine. I promise no one will harm you.
He steadied her as she sat, then took a cross-legged position on the sandy ground adjacent to her. His dog coiled next to him, and he scratched the animal's neck.
Now that's better. What is the last thing you recall?
Searching her thoughts, Izzy drew in a long breath, but the only memory that resonated was an intense need to escape.
Running, she quivered. I ran so hard and so long my ribs ached.
To ease the sense of panic that welled inside, she bit at her bottom lip.
They picked up my trail again, and I had to create distance.
Distance. Yes.
She had to run. But from who? As if he heard her thoughts, York murmured,
Who were you running from? And why would anyone hunt you down like a wild animal?
Concern seeped from his every word, which helped Izzy relax. Her thoughts spiraled through a litany of reasons, none of which felt credible.
I,
A worn strong box flashed through her thoughts, with the straps loosened enough to see the contents. But the vision faded. I remember a box.
Well then, York chuckled. And what was in this box?
She understood his sarcasm. Her reply shed a little light on her situation. She lifted her gaze to the sky. A full moon peeked through towering pines and beamed across York's ivory skin. His teeth, white as snow, gleamed like polished pearls, conjuring in her mind the image of an angel. She crossed her legs to stop the tingle swelling between her thighs. But she couldn't tame her enchantment. His gallant features and muscular form took her aback. Most men, she knew, had weathered skin, burnished by summer sun and winter wind. But York radiated with a majestic air, the flawless embodiment of perfection. Did an unflawed gentleman even exist? She would have thought not. Izzy squirmed at the notion he might have noticed her immodest reaction, but he displayed no sign, not even a flinch. She breathed an internal sigh of relief. She couldn't have disguised that moment. York's pale skin and flawless features simply beguiled her. From what she saw, everything about him exuded extraordinary. His apparel was like none she'd ever seen. A shirt, cotton perhaps, fit over his torso like a glove, accenting every bend and curve in his well-carved chest. His breeches fit tightly as well. Faded blue tones with hand-sewn loops that held a smooth leather belt with a gold buckle.
Gold!
She blurted the word with no forethought. Her body tensed and her back stiffened. York's glance shifted from the starlit sky to Izzy. He raised an eyebrow.
Gold?
Clearly, her discourse brought forth his surprised expression.
Yes, gold.
Thrilled at the memory, she drew her palms together as she did in prayer and brought them briefly to her lips.
The trunk was filled with gold, more gold than you could imagine.
York's forehead pinched between his brows.
You saw a chest of gold and you remember running. Think, Isabel. What happened in between?
Her thoughts spun as she began to recall scattered details.
I'm not sure.
She paused and racked her brain to release more.
There were men. 5, precisely. I heard them rustling in the brushwood first and followed their voices. We don't get visitors this way often.
I've noticed that. Prince and I walk here at night and rarely see a soul.
Yes, the solitude after such conflict is a comfort.
She thought about the pilfering and burning General Sherman's army left in their wake when they descended into Atlanta. The militia stole cattle, chickens, family heirlooms, and then torched everything in their path. But the men she saw with the gold weren't Union soldiers. They dressed in gray Confederate uniforms. Relieved at first, she cautiously edged closer to merely watch them rest and chat beneath the willows. They refilled canteens, drawing fresh water from the river. Afterward, one man leaned against the wagon as if standing guard, while the others sat, ate biscuits, and discussed their journey.
Please, Isabel, continue.
York reined in her thoughts to the present with an encouraging prod. His soothing smile sparkled in the glowing moonlight, easing her distress. But her stomach fluttered when she gazed at him. So she glanced at the ground to conceal her attraction and focus on recollections over immodest stirrings.
While 4 men refreshed themselves, the 5th kept watch. Not mindful, though. An attentive sentry would surely have noticed me sooner. Carrying that much gold would make anyone nervous. So I kept a short distance and listened intently.
She bit on her lower lip.
I have no idea where the fortune came from, but I heard them mention the Dahlonega mint. Perhaps they intended to take the treasure there.
Izzy's memories unfolded in shattered slivers instead of a fluid pattern, and the harder she pushed herself, the more flustered she felt. She shrugged and bared her palms.
The next thing I remember was running.
I assume the men fell into hot pursuit when they discovered you?
That would make sense.
She glanced at the dog curled up by his master.
Prince is a remarkable animal.
York gazed at his lab. Yes, he is, and he has impeccable taste. He seems to like you. Giving the dog an affectionate ear scratch, he shot a gaze to Izzy. Do you think the men are still searching for you? She extended her hand to Prince and was met with a warm lick that tickled her fingers, prompting her to let out a soft giggle.
That's the odd thing. I awakened in the old stone cellar behind that bluff.
She shifted her shoulders and gazed behind her, then pointed into the darkness.
I'm sure you know the one. And I wandered for hours to find the river and get my bearings. But to no avail. I haven't seen a soul approach me either, except for you. And Prince. I'm usually quite good with navigation.
With pride welling inside, she grinned.
My grandmother is Cherokee. Her name, Hiawassee, means meadow, and she is as beautiful as a field of flowers. She taught me how to hunt deer, defend myself, and live off the land when food was scarce. Wassee is light-footed with a native gift for navigation, wise and quite remarkable. Some say her blood streams through my veins.
She sounds like my own grandmother, Felicity. He wrapped his arms around his knees and briefly stared at the ground. Does your grandmother live close? Izzy felt her smile fade to sorrow as she recalled the fate of her beloved grandmother.
No. The government stole the Cherokee land, and her people were forced from Georgia into the northern mountains. I wanted to go with them, but she beseeched me to stay. She said my life would be better here. I haven't seen her in many years, and pray she is well.
Isabel scooped two pebbles and rolled them between her fingers.
I learned well from Wassee, but since I awakened here, each time I set out to find my way, I end up exactly where I began.
York grazed her hand with a delicate touch. Don't worry. You escaped pursuit. A bit worse for the wear, I'd surmise. But a warm bath, fresh clothes, and some salve on those cuts will have you feeling better in no time, Isabel.
Izzy.
She gazed at him through her lashes.
My family calls me Izzy, and my close friends.
I'm glad you consider me a friend. He stood and held out his hand. Come then, Izzy. My home is close by. We can clean your wounds and feed you, and I promise to be a perfect gentleman.
I'm quite sure you are a gentleman.
Izzy nodded and took his hand.
I'm thankful for your kindness.
The two walked along the lake shoreline, with Izzy quite enchanted by her new acquaintance. But as they approached the downed trees that blocked the path, a wave of dizziness overcame her. She stumbled, and York swept her into his arms. The starry sky darkened, and a gust of blue haze whirled around them. Prince broke into a vicious growl and barked at the churning wind. Izzy's chest pounded. Her arms draped around York's neck. She held tightly, but with each step, the gusty swirl intensified, and brilliant ice-blue shards of lightning slashed through the squall as if the storm was swallowing them.
"The scale came from nowhere!"
York held her close and scaled across the base of the barrier, dodging slivers of icy debris. Izzy's affliction reached a crescendo as they approached the top of the deadfall. She gasped for breath.
"York!"
she shrieked, and faded into the icy mist.